Hi guys, welcome back to the Game Lounge. Tonight we're going to be talking about basically a movie called Cruel Intentions. This is one of my favorite movies of all freaking time. It's produced, and I don't know if it's written by, but I know it's produced by Neil H. Moritz. He is my, favorite producer of all time. Well, let's get into the story of why Cruel Intentions is such a good movie. Cruel Intentions is such a good movie because it has such a great plot. There's a plot twist at the end. I'm not going to give any spoilers. If you want to look the movie up, you can go to Netflix. They have all three as of right now. As of 5/5/2018, May 5th, 2018 to be exact. One other good thing about this movie is that the character Sebastian, I love his character. Ryan Phillippe plays him, and Catherine Mitoyle is played by, Sarah Michelle Gellar. Sorry, there was a slip up there. And they're stepbrothers and sisters, and the girl that Sebastian is trying to go after is a girl named Annette, which is Ryan Phillippe's wife at this time in 1999, Reese Witherspoon. It's a great movie. Starts out with Ryan Phillippe's character Sebastian saying, "I'm tired of sleeping with these insipid Manhattan debutantes." He winds up conquering girls and does all kinds of stuff and breaks their heart in the end because he's kind of a jerk. He makes a bet with his stepsister, and actually this part's the crazy part. The bet that he does, he bets his car, or they bet his car, which his that's his most prized possession. And the bet his car, and that's if Catherine Mitoyle wins. If she wins, she gets the car. And if Sebastian wins, he'll get everything he's been dreaming about since their parents got married. So, you know that entails sexual activity. So, another good thing about the movie is it was released in 1999 was the year that video games, I know this is totally off this subject, but video games, movies, it was the end of the last decade of the century, of the 21st, or the 20th century, or 21st, I'm not sure. Yeah, it might be 21st. I'm not sure, I'm being dumb right now. But Final Fantasy VIII was made. You know, Final Fantasy VIII is an astonishing game on its own. Games started to look even better than they had in previous years. They started working on the PlayStation 2 in this time, and it was just a great deal for the industry to get together and everything. So, I'm going to close it out, and thank you for joining us, and I'll see you next time.